For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The Justice Department has unsealed criminal charges against three Iranian operatives suspected of hacking Donald Trump's presidential campaign and disseminating stolen information to media organizations. The three accused hackers were employed by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, and their operation also targeted a broad swath of targets, including government officials. For more information, visit AFN.net. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held nothing back in a speech at the United Nations, condemning its member nations as hypocrites and fools. AFN's Steve Jordahl has more.
Benjamin Netanyahu says he wasn't planning on attending this year's General Assembly, so-called Summit of the Future, but he felt he had to respond to the lies propagated by other world leaders at the summit. And even though about three-quarters of the delegates didn't have the courage to even show up for the speech, he laid into this modern League of Nations with a fury that was unusual even for him.
The singling out of the one and only Jewish state continues to be a moral stain on the United Nations. It has made this once respected institution contemptible in the eyes of decent people everywhere.
He responded to a move from the recently invented State of Palestine leader Mahmoud Abbas to get Israel kicked out of the UN.
In this swamp of anti-Semitic bile, there's an automatic majority willing to demonize the Jewish state on anything. In this anti-Israel, flat earth society, any false charge, any outlandish allegation can muster a majority.
And he brought the receipts.
Since 2014, this body condemned Israel 174 times. It condemned all the other countries in the world 73 times. What hypocrisy, what a double standard, what a joke.
He said the UN has taken to portraying evil as good and good as evil.
Until this anti-Semitic swamp is drained, the UN will be viewed by fair-minded people everywhere as nothing more than a contemptuous farce.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Christians will gather in Washington, D.C. next week for the annual Pray Vote Stand Summit. The October 3rd through the 6th event is put on by Family Research Council. Talking about the summit on his Washington Watch radio program, FRC President Tony Perkins said this provides believers an opportunity to pray for our nation at one of the most critical junctures in our nation's history.
We can engage, we can prepare for the election, but as I have said repeatedly, you're mistaken if you think an election is going to solve America's problems. It could make it worse if the election doesn't go the right way, but it's not going to solve our problems. Our problems are spiritual. Therefore, we have to have a continual presence in influencing our government, our community, and we do that by standing firm on our faith.
Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, is among the speakers for this year's summit, and he said he is doing so for many reasons.
Because I'm alive, because I'm an American, because I have grandchildren, because I have a congregation, but most of all, because I'm a Christian. I see no separation when it comes to where should the Christian be a Christian. The answer is everywhere at all times.
AFA Action is a sponsor of the Pray Vote Stand Summit. First Liberty Institute has launched a television and digital media ad campaign to speak out against core packing and other Supreme Court reforms. Kelly Shackelford is president of First Liberty.
We're trying to let people know and let people know how dangerous what's happening right now so that we don't have this happen with people being unaware.
The push for more justices and other reforms has increased in recent years, due in part to Supreme Court rulings that liberals disagreed with and criticized on TV and on social media. In final news, Nebraska is set to become the last Big Ten school to sell alcohol at football games in 2025 if regents give their approval next week. Supporters say it would help bring in revenue, but critics would rather alcohol stay out of the stadium. Find more news on AFN.net.